Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
All right, let's get the party started. Welcome into the Late Show, News Talk, 830 WCCO. A live show, because it's been all-day Twins baseball. They get the split with the Guardians. We'll take it, and we move on to the Kansas City Royals on Friday. I'm your host, Henry Lake, alongside producer Christopher Tubbs. The first thing I want to do is address a narrative that I want to push back on, a narrative that I don't think is entirely accurate. The narrative around issues in South Minneapolis aren't exactly accurate. And the area of South Minneapolis that I'm specifically talking about is the Uptown area. If you listen to the radio or check things out on television or dive into things on social media, we can kind of create anything, right? We can push views and opinions. And if you're not somebody that goes to South Minneapolis or specifically the Uptown area, you will believe one opinion or thought or narrative about the area, or maybe you'll hear another opinion about it. But the best thing to do is, right, is to go below the surface of what the opinions or the chatter is, to dig a little bit deeper to see what's real and what's fake, okay? I am somebody that lives in Minneapolis. I don't live on the South Side. I've never lived in Uptown, but I've always appreciated Uptown Minneapolis. It's always been a cool place, right? Like, for so many years, when you would go over to the lake and you would walk up and down Lake Street, Hennepin, all of the great restaurants, and one of my favorites of all time, Chino Latino, which I just absolutely love. I can't believe it's no longer with us. There's so many good memories that I would have of the Uptown area. I remember even as a high school kid, one of our favorite things to do on the weekend was head uptown and go to, and this isn't there anymore either, the Devani's right there. Right? Like you would love to go to all of the different spots around there. Okay, there have been businesses that were once there that have moved on. There used to be a Best Buy many, many years ago when it was converted into, well, it was a Best Buy next to a Taco Bell, and then a lot of that stuff went away when it was Calhoun Square. But I digress. The narrative around Uptown is that crime has totally ruined the area, and that's not true. And let's peel back some of the layers here. Let's go back to the pandemic and specifically what occurred with George Floyd. When George Floyd was killed, there was chaotic situations. There was some unfortunate situations and people not just protesting, but let's call it for what it is, wreaking havoc and rioting and destroying parts of Minneapolis. Okay, let's just call it for what it is. Let's not sugarcoat it. Okay, I think that there are the majority of people that marched in protest were wanting to let their voices be heard. But yes, there were some bad actors there, some of them from here, some of them from out of state. Okay, it's been well documented. Okay, the Boogaloo Boys. Anyway, South Minneapolis and where George Floyd was killed was impacted and affected. But that's not Uptown. Uptown, there were issues as well, and those impacted businesses, okay? There were even issues in downtown Minneapolis, okay? In the Uptown area, there were some businesses that were broken into. There was establishments that were harmed, and that was not good. And I don't think that anybody could look and say that it was. But once we got on the other side of that, okay, immediately we're all impacted by the pandemic. And the pandemic impacted the entire world. We have seen closure after closure, business after business. And we're not talking about just small businesses. We're seeing massive retail businesses and restaurant chains that have gone over the course of the last 4-5 years. But as we started to come out of the pandemic, and remember now, it's going to take some time to get back to being fully operational and being in a place where you feel good about where you're at. And there are a lot of national brands and chains that still aren't there. So now you've got the protest and the riots, you've got the pandemic, now you're coming out of the pandemic. And unfortunately, some businesses did not survive the pandemic. I am lucky enough to know some friends of mine that own businesses that were able to successfully come out of the pandemic. I don't think that they're jumping for joy and saying that they are raking in the dough right now. There's still some of those businesses that are afloat and they are still struggling, but they're still surviving. Okay, and that's part of it, surviving. But now what you're dealing with in Uptown, because people are questioning and saying, well, why is Uptown not resurgent? Why is it not back? I'm going to tell you why. There are concerns about, air quotes, crime. But more so, the construction that has taken place in Uptown the last couple of years has really ruined a lot of businesses. And I'm just being frank with you. And I know, well, right off the top of my head, one, two, I'm not going to call them out by name, but one, two, three, I know four people that I personally know that have businesses in Uptown that are impacted by construction, okay? Two of them specifically that I'll bring up and mention right off the bat is my buddy Manny Minter, who I was hoping would join me in studio today, but we'll do this without him. He is the owner of Fit First Running, okay, which is a shoe store. You know, that's what he's about, is running shoes and athletic apparel for, look, you're talking about an area where people love to run and go out and be outdoors. Perfect location, perfect place, small business owner. Sebastian Joes, who I've got a great relationship mm-hmm. with. I do an ice cream with them, supporting Masson Children's Hospital as well as Team Braxton and TB1 Fund. They're right there on Franklin and Hennepin. If you guys have driven to Uptown lately, specifically Hennepin or maybe Lake Street last year or even Lindale, it's a mess. It is a mess. So I guess I bring this up because, number one, I think that the narrative is inaccurate around why is Uptown not back and thriving. They've got all of this damn construction that is harming these businesses. And you can even, it's funny because when I wanted to talk about this, I had no knowledge at all that friend of the show, Morg Glover of Fox 9, actually did a piece last night on this exact topic. And he's talking about all of the specific places and businesses being impacted by this. And they talk about the reconstruction of Hennepin Avenue, how it started last year. Second phase began a few weeks ago. And I literally was just over there to buy some stuff from the store, from Fit First Running. And look, you can't even park on the street. It is a mess. So those of you listening out there, 651-461-9226. If you live in South Minneapolis, if you are a fan of Uptown and have been recently, do you think that I am painting the accurate picture of what is going on? Because I believe that I do, although I don't live there. And I am not saying that issues with regards to crime from time to time hasn't been an issue in South Minneapolis or specifically Uptown. It's been an issue all over the Twin Cities, quite frankly. But the narrative that that's the reason why Uptown is not resurgent and able to thrive right now, number one, I think that we have to think about it through the lens of we got to put some time and effort into rebuilding and making, because we talk all the time about downtown Minneapolis and how downtown Minneapolis has to be vibrant. It has to come back. And we've heard that a lot from Mayor Jacob Pry, right? And we talk about different corporations and companies that have said, well, we're not going to have our employees come to downtown Minneapolis every single day. You have all the stuff about Target, all the stuff about what was the bank? Was it Wells Fargo, yeah. You've heard all of that. But how about small business owners? Not just the big Targets and the Wells Fargos and all that. How about the small business owners that are trying to stay afloat as well? And I talked to Manny, and he's talking about, they're talking about, well, they're going to try to do some sort of grants for some of these businesses. It's not a slam dunk that you're getting a grant. And literally, in the piece that that Maury did, specifically, he talked to people from Autotopia, and they said that they're not sure if they can weather the storm with all this construction that's going on. He says that his business, because they're an auto repair shop on Hennepin, is down 60%. 60% since the project started a few weeks ago. Between the civil unrest and now the construction, he says he may have to close his shop for good. There's a door, there's a sign on the door of Pizza Shark, which is right there in Hennepin. It's temporarily closed because of the construction. Your thoughts, your perspective, I'd love to hear from you on the text line or phone call. The number again, 651-461-9226, right here on The Lake Show.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Do you agree or disagree? 651-461-9226. The narrative about South Minneapolis, and specifically Uptown area, not being what it should be, it having problems with bouncing back. Some of it is, I think that the city's going to have to do a better job of supporting that area specifically, because there are great businesses there. And when Uptown is thriving, it's a fun place to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, you start thinking, I love doing this, but I get nostalgic. But the back in my day, and I think about Chino Latino and up, remember Filio's? Filio's was the place. That was the place to be. I miss my Divani's. I know that there's different Divani's locations.
But it's not that Divani's.
But it's, that was the one that I went to during my high school years. There was another pizza place across the way, and I can't remember specifically the name of it, but it was a small business owner that was where they sold the, how do you pronounce the type of meat? Halloumi meat?
No idea. It sounds bougie.
No. It's not. It's basically because people of certain religious backgrounds can't eat pork.
Specifically
for Muslims.
Muslims.
And to go there and get slices of pizza.
Okay.
That they can eat.
They can do. Yes. They can get something that they are like. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's so many different places. Think about Stella's. Stella's, they had the rooftop there.
Yes. Yeah. It's funny because.
Uptown cafeteria.
Yeah. As we were talking, and I kind of told you, well, I haven't been to Uptown in years. And you were like, you kind of looked at me like I had two heads. And when we moved back in 2019, having a 9-year-old at that point, like for us to go to Uptown, It really isn't a destination for us. Now, before my daughter was born, when we were living in Burnsville, we would go to Uptown all the time. Like, we love the rooftop at Stella's. Like, that was one of our favorite go-to spots. And you're talking about...
Painting the picture of it being like a family-oriented place.
No, area. No, yes. and that's the thing. But I do think that when you're talking about the narrative, Henry, for those that are not familiar with the metro, mm-hmm. I think if you're talking about Uptown, Downtown, like there's no difference. Like people don't, the average individual that isn't familiar with the Twin Cities doesn't understand that Uptown is not really Uptown. It's further south, but everything is
Uptown is south.
Yeah, Uptown is south, but I mean, when they hear Minneapolis, when they hear Minneapolis, they just think, "Oh, everything is downtown. Everything is in this same area." And I think it's hard for people that are not from the cities, because I've been here long enough that I feel like I know and I've got the vibe of the cities. But I mean, I think if you would ask a lot of my family, they would have no idea. They're like, "Well, if they hear something's uptown, well, are you okay?" It's like, "Yeah, I'm fine. Not even near me." So I think that's also a part of the problem is educating people to tell them.
But it's not even a bad area.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not a bad area.
Yeah.
But I think whenever people hear about the issues with construction, the issues with crime, the issues with, whatever, they always combine the two. And that's I think that's absolutely an issue. And when you're talking about these small businesses, if you're not, you got to go there for a specific reason, I think is kind of what I'm getting at. Like, if you're going there and you're not familiar with it and you're trying to find your way around and then you're like, this is too hard.
But it's even problematic to do that. I went to Manny's store to specifically get a product and I could not park on Hennepin. It's not drivable. There's so much construction going on. There's only one business, I believe, during all of this that will thrive, okay? Only one. Because there will be places that you'll still go and you'll do what you got. But I take that back. There's two.
Okay.
The Holiday gas station next to the Kowalskis. Because you know what? You got to get gas.
Got to get gas.
And you got to eat.
Yep.
You got to get groceries.
Gas stations are usually pretty safe.
The Kowalskis is going to be fine.
Yes.
But everybody else there is going to be rolling the dice. That's why the Pizza Shark says we're temporarily closed. Manny's open every single day, but he's like, this is just a mess. And literally, you cannot park to go to any business that's open. That is, it's sad.
Is it like 2 to 3 blocks where people can't get to their stores? I mean, is that, because I was, you know, I was keeping an eye on the Maury piece. I read it and I listened to it, you know, as we were getting ready for it as well. And I mean, if you've got multiple blocks that the city is working on,
yes,
and they're doing this, I don't want to say this
it's a long stretch.
I don't want to say that this is poor foresight on the city's part.
I think it is, though.
But I think it's poor foresight on the city's part. I understand where if this hasn't been done in 65 years that you have to do it.
And let's acknowledge that work needs to be done.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But I feel like you can do it in smaller phases. It's kind of like anything, right? How do you eat an elephant one small bite at a time? If you haven't done this for years, why are you going to tackle this massive project in just, a handful of different phases? Why could you have not taken little chunks and spread it out a little bit more?
Coming out of a pandemic when people are struggling is this, I think that's poor planning. They could have done a better job. Text line is fired up about this, 651-461-9226. For the 651, I understand repairing roads are important, but the city should compensate those business owners for the downtime.
That's what you're talking about kind of with the grants.
This from the 763, evening, Henry. You're nailing the problem here in Uptown. So it sounds like this person's in Uptown. The Hennepin Avenue project had made it virtually impossible to reach the businesses. Such bad planning for implementing much needed changes, and the afterwards won't be much better. They've eliminated the street parking in the hopes the area
will be accessed primarily by bike or bike.
Oh, okay. It jumps up. Okay. Yeah. Will be accessed primarily. I apologize because the text line kind of jumps all
over
the place.
Our text line is really goofy.
Yeah. Will be accessed primarily by bike or foot. Like I mentioned, I had to park a block or two over, then walk over to Manny's shop.
Yeah.
Not very inviting to people who live out of the neighborhood. And I'm sure your friends can attest that neighborhood members alone will not sustain their business already operating on short margins. Also, once people find other places to go, they won't come back. I live over here, and it's hard to watch, but I keep supporting the businesses in the hopes it will come back. Thanks for talking about this. I appreciate it. That from Kimbers. And yes, I am going to do what I can because I want to spend money with good people and support our city and support small businesses.
Well, this is the livelihood of these people. It's not like a big corporation like a Walmart or Target or anything like that.
In areas that need it. But at the end of the day, like, I think that city's going to have to do a much better job. And by the way, Kimbers is right. The planning has to be better.
Yeah.
It has to be better with all of this. 763, true enough about Holiday and Kowalski's, but they are hurting without Hennepin being open. Don't get it. Don't mistake me when I say that Holiday and Kowalski's are like going to like.
They're going to thrive.
That they're going to have big profit margins. What I'm saying, Texter, is, and maybe I said it the wrong way, what I'm trying to say is that they're going to be less negatively impacted than all of the other spots are. So, yeah, everybody's going to be impacted. Everybody's going to get hit. But they're going to be much more well off than all of the other smaller places around, especially like the restaurants.
Yeah, and I mean, if you hear about the problems that are happening with the construction and the issues.
You're going to avoid.
Absolutely. For somebody like me, it's like, well, why would somebody who lives in the suburbs or not in that area, why would I go down there and be inconvenienced when I can go someplace that's local, someplace that's closer to me? Why I can get in and out, I can get my stuff. And I think I think a lot of this falls on the city of Minneapolis for the way that they approach this.
And this is the other thing about this.
Because you can't control the pandemic. There are things you can't control. I feel like you could have controlled this.
This is the other thing about this, too. And feel free to text in or call in. 651-461-9226. You know the main reason why you have to be more thoughtful with this specifically? Do you know where I'm headed?
Mm-mm.
The, Just take a stab at why you got to be more thoughtful.
Is it because of George Floyd?
No. You have to be more thoughtful with all of this because of how significant those specific streets are. Lyndale is one of the most popular streets in the Twin Cities. Hennepin is one of the most popular streets in the Twin Cities.
That's true.
The same way that if you're talking about construction on 94 or 35, you're going to think more, long and hard, about those highways as opposed to some smaller
freeways. Side road or a freeway. Yeah, and that's true. Like, you do have, when you're talking about a map, you do have, like, Hennepin, well-known. Marquette. You do have some of these roads in Minneapolis. So I do understand that.
There is one place that I'm definitely going to have to go to over there in the next I can't do it this month because I'm on a detox. I'm doing a diet. But there is a place that has been thriving the last couple of months in Uptown that I think a lot of people, if they don't know about it, they should go. We'll get to that next year on The Lake Show. I'm a little bit sad that you've never been to Filio's before. And the reason why you've never been, I know that you've never been. I didn't even ask you that. I knew that you never been there because when I mentioned it, you gave me this look like, no clue.
Yeah. No.
I knew you had no clue.
No, and admittedly, that's just, again.
It's like one of the most legendary, iconic spots in Uptown. It was right at the intersection of Hennepin and Lake Street. Man.
Yeah.
The old Calhoun Square.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to the comedy club that used to be in there?
No.
Oh, my God.
No. I missed out on a lot of that. Again, I'm from outstate, and when I came
here. I get it. I'm not knocking you.
No. There are a lot of things that I did not know about Uptown. And I mean, again, my wife and I, for a short period of time, when we were up here in 08, 09, before we moved to Sioux Falls, I mean, we were out and about and then had our kid and then we were not out and about.
All right, so
pretty much home.
I'm going to give you a spot that you should go to this summer at some point. Take your wife and kid.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that.
It's something that you'll have to do earlier in the day and it'll take a while, but it's well worth it. You need to go to Isles Bun and Coffee. Are you familiar with Isles Bun and Coffee?
Yes, I've heard of it.
You've heard of it?
I've heard of it.
And the reason why you have heard of it is because, remember, this winter, they were named the best cinnamon roll in the world.
Yep, I remember. They had stuff in studio and everything. It was good.
Yes. So you tried the, what was the one thing that we tried? We didn't try the cinnamon roll. We tried the puppy thing, puppy tail or something like that.
Yeah, I'm looking at the menu right now because I'm trying to remember
what
it was.
We tried the puppy tail.
Yeah.
But the
puppy dog tail, yep.
Unbelievable.
Great.
Their stuff is unbelievable. You have to go, Chris. You have to take your wife and daughter and just dive in. There's going to be a line because there was always a line, but once that came out and the word was that they have the best cinnamon roll, it times 10.
It's kind of like
100.
It's kind of like FOMO. Like once you hear that, you can't have. And it's funny because like my daughter has now gotten to the point where, I think we were talking about Funner Brothers one time, and lo and behold, like maybe a couple of days later, she's like, "Oh, we got to go to Funner Brothers. Got to do this." I guarantee
Funner
Brothers that if she hears about this, she's going to be like, "Oh, we got to go do that." And my kid for being 14. She's willing to try a lot of different things, which I think is actually kind of cool. She'd love it. I'll give it a shot.
Coming up next, we got Jeff Hayden. Yes, he's in studio tonight. It's been a few weeks since we last chatted with him. He joins us next, the former senator.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK. and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.